The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. If you've ever observed a spider rappelling down a silken thread, you may have noticed they don't tend to twist or spin in the air, as most human climbers do when descending down a rope. That's because their dragline silk, the stuff spiders use to rappel, has a molecular structure that makes it resistant to twisting. Examination at the microscopic scale revealed that spider's silk molecular configuration gives it shape memory, which means it totally recovers its initial form when disturbed, and this reduces twisting. This is good news for spiders since twisting can lead to swinging, which is not good when you're trying to sneak up on prey or avoid predators. You see, all spiders are predators themselves, so stealth is vital. But just as important to them, given their diminutive scale, is not being noticed by birds and predatory insects. And a descending spider is potentially very attractive for predators. Interestingly, spider silk, though built largely of water, is one of the strongest fibers for its size and weight on Earth. In fact, bioengineers have devised ways to grow spider silk in laboratories in order to make it commercially available for experimental use in many products, from bulletproof vests to the crosshairs on telescopes.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.